forms, we begin to walk almost completely by sight. We begin to see how these things indeed can come to pass. We can begin to see how, for instance, the scripture in Jeremiah would speak of Israel and all thy lovers shall forsake thee. We can see how that even the United States can forsake Israel. Simply by the fact that shutting off the oil, the energy that the United States needs could be indeed a leverage for that very purpose. Although up to this point, and we rejoice in that the United States has resisted, and they said, we want to be as independent as we can be. But how much longer? That is the question. But as the United States still supports Israel, we still remember that scripture, which is held up all these years and will continue, that I will bless them that bless thee. Yes, this is something that we realize that it becomes more and more sight, more and more that we can see these things being fulfilled, that we are all both walking by sight and not by faith. But still the Lord said, we want to walk by faith and not by sight. So as we, by the Lord's grace, look ahead, and as we can see these things before, still realizing that there's much we do not know. I recall in 1952, the Decoration Day Convention here in Chicago was the second convention I attended, and the second one in Chicago, the first one I spoke about earlier. And at that time, in studying, and prophecy was something that I was particularly, especially interested in, and I had determined how that by all the indications, for example, was in the days of Noah, so it would be in the days of the Son of Man. But in 1954, all these things would come to pass, and the church would be glorified, and so on. And as I sat down and worked it all out, in my mind, this is the way it was. But when I got to the Chicago Convention, I had to tell someone, because after all, I couldn't keep this to myself. Others had thought about this. Now, this is in 1952. So we were at the Central Masonic Temple, that's where the convention was held then. And as we were going up the stairs, and recall it's a winding stairs, it was after lunch, and Brother Wilson, dearly beloved Brother Wilson, was coming down. So he's the one that I chose to tell this great revelation to. And he stopped and he listened to me, and I pointed out all these things. He listened very patiently. What the HD shook his head, and he said, we'll see, and then he walked away. You couldn't have done any different if he's sticking a pin in me. I've been deflated just as I have. So from that day to this, by the Lord's grace, will it be 1974 or 81 or whatever, I, by the Lord's grace, will be faithful unto death. The seventh evidence. It is this. Romans 11, chapter in the 25th verse, we're told that blindness in part has happened unto Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Blindness in part has happened until this. Israel is still blind. Therefore, we believe in evidence that the door is still open and that fullness of the Gentiles has not yet become in. One of the scriptures that we think of, and which we, especially now, closer and closer as it gets to the time of Jacob's trouble, Zechariah, the 14th chapter, which we're told of Jerusalem, the time when the Lord said that it would be rifled and overcome, and then he would stand and fight for his people in the days of old. That isn't too far away, brother. We don't know how long. We could not stand up here and say this or that amount of time. But it has not yet happened. Israel is still blind, still fighting pretty much alone as far as she's concerned, in that they see not the Savior at all. And therefore, the blindness is still there. We recall in our Labor Day convention, about 3 years ago, we had a panel discussion on Israel. And we invited Israel, that is the Jews in Jackson, whoever would, to come. So when the night came and we were about to select a hymn that could be used that would not offend any of the Jews. And as we sat there, and we went through those hymns, each one of the panel, and I was with them at the time, to find the scripture. Or not a scripture, but a hymn that would not offend the Jews. We didn't find it. As it turned out, none of the Jews came anyway, and so this is the way that turned out. But they are still blind. This is our point. This is our point. Number 8. Romans 14:13, and this is one that is a proof only insofar that we look to ourselves and be as careful as we can. Romans 14:13, the apostle tells us, "For just this the rather, that you put not a stumbling block in the way." And the very time that we begin to tell someone, "Now wait a minute, now the end is so close that it's better if you don't do it at all." Ah, that's putting a stumbling block in our brother's way. And be it far from us, so to do. And finally, the ninth proof is Amos 9:13-15. And I think we're all aware of that scripture, which the farmer will overtake the reaper. We had a short article on that, we won't have time to read it. We can only refer you to it because he's speaking of the time the Lord is a reaper, the plowman, and the time of trouble, and how these things are all coming about now. We can see it. And the article is found on page 57-61 of the reprint, under the heading of plowman overtaking the reaper. And as we consider the proof, the door is still ajar, that the reaping is still there, like the Lord of the reaper is still with us, the harvest is still going on, but we don't know how much longer, as the plowshares of the time of trouble becomes worse and worse, and we can see all the evidences around us. So then in review, those 9 which we have point to prove that door was left ajar for me. Number 1, the spirit begettle. Number 2, John the Baptist was crying in the wilderness. Number 3, the elder brethren who are in the way, 50, 60 years or more, still with us. Number 4, our love for Christ. Number 5, the devil is a roaring lion going around seeking whom he may devour. Number 6, we walk by faith and not by sight, and the very fact that it is faith. And just how much faith I begin to think we're beginning to see more and more the need of it. Number 7, blindness at heart has still happened to me, Israel. Number 8, that we stumble not our brethren. And number 9, Amos 9:13-15, the plowman overtaking the reaper, but yet, not yet, is the reaping work done. The harvest is still with us. So then the question indeed, who shut the door? No one shut the door. The Lord opened the door and he said, "I am he that shut up." Look back upon all this time and rejoice. By the Lord's grace, we've been able to enter in and try the harder to be more faithful by his grace. May the Lord have his blessing on what it's been said.
This service now, brethren, with rising and singing the first verse of a hymn 130 and 110. Let us rise and sing the first verse of 110.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy holy name. We bow before thee in thanksgiving, thanking thee that we might follow in thy son's footsteps, that we have the opportunity to be with him and like him, to see him as he is. We surely ask thy help that we try the harder to be in the those things that thou would have in life. We ask thou would be with us throughout the remainder of the convention, that all that be said and done might redound to thy glory. For we give thanks for everything continually without ceasing. In our beloved and blessed Lord Jesus' name, amen.